Well, not to be repetitive. yes, I. Well, I guess it's just, this is just specific. I brought up something that I thought was going to be a very narrow point, and we've gotten into a lot of other stuff that is all very relevant to all of us, but may not be relevant to what I was originally asking about. I will point out that, structures were compromised in that time, and again, I really want to know how the hell accounting happened if we didn't have things. So that's a part of it. Also, just very fast for FY20, I'll point out that in the spring of FY20, New York City was the center of the COVID pandemic for the planet Earth for a couple of months there. And this has had a big effect on this whole city. And I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you, R. Paul. Chris?
I'm going to yield, James. I want to get back to December. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. And now, Teresa.
Looking at KPFA, and I'm hoping that we'll have some either answers for me now or answers when they present their budget. When I'm looking at KPFA, for website income, I guess I have a question for Anita. Are we using the same criteria for all of the stations for website income? And what is, you know, what is website income? And is it the same from station to station? Because we don't really, right now, we don't even have anyone in charge of our website, I guess you should say. I mean, we have
right now.
People can donate that. But anyway, I'm looking across. And I'm not seeing a delineation from month to month as to what the income is per month, and I'm wondering why. Also, I don't see any corporate matches specifically for all these months. And also car donations, I don't see, I mean, for January through September, no donations. That seems odd. And I take it that you had the two craft fairs, you did have a craft, did you really have a craft fair in December of this year, of 20? Guess not, right? Anyway, I'm just wondering, well, I'll get the answers, I guess, when you do your presentation, but those things
I don't mind answering that. I mean, it's the business managers at the different stations that are keying in that information. All we're looking at is numbers. So, again, your question, as an example, website income, it isn't until we're able to ask, as in one of the motions, I think, from the last meeting that we were on, the board, for us to be able to get information for their membership. In other words, in whatever that they're using, primarily if it's Allegiance, that we can see that information. Then, because right now, these numbers are coming from them, for those stations that we do not work with. And again, we do work with WBAI. We compare monthly our financials that we get from Mass 500 to QuickBooks and for the DC station. But again, we're able to see more information is really what I'm saying for those two.
Okay. So but soon you will be specifically getting monthly tallies for what's collected through the quote-unquote website, through corporate matches, through car donations, for example, because it
Correct.
Is a little odd that months go by and nothing's put in those slots.
Correct.
Okay.
Should be able, if not, we have the information in front of us that we can ask questions about it. Certainly
okay, and the question about website income from one station to another, are we using the same criteria for what qualifies as a website income?
I'm assuming the business managers are. Again, they're keying in that information. We have nothing to show other than the bank statement that we can reconcile, so we know the cash is correct. But if it's a pledge, if you will, they received a pledge, the money has not come in, I can't tell you if that's real dollars or not. I hate to put it that way. But if you see what I'm saying, they're keying in the information. Hopefully soon we'll be able to see a report that gives us information to that level. To my knowledge, they are all aware of these different line items. They all have the same chart of accounts, essentially. So they're, as they key in their deposits, that is where this is coming from.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The chair is going to add a little bit of information. I don't know if it'll help Teresa in this circumstance, but in the case of WBI with our crafts fair, we haven't had a crafts fair for years, but we still have that line in our budget, and it's because there's something about the software, and if you try to remove a line, it's a real pain to remove it and then possibly have to put it back if you need it again, and certain lines can be renamed. So we have certain lines in our budget that nothing is entered because we don't do that anymore, but we haven't taken it out of the budget to avoid having to do that work. Okay. Anita, I want to just take a brief moment to apologize for how sometimes we get. I know you have a strong constitution and you are a capable adult and you deal with it, but I wanted to know if you remember, if you want to go back to where we left off. We were looking at the narrative for November 2020, and you had reviewed the stations, and we were maybe getting ready to move on to listener support, major donor revenue, if that's convenient, or I don't know if you want to, if you had something else to say.
No, nothing on November, really. I'd like to move on to December, if I may.
Absolutely.
And again, a very high level, and I assume that all of you have the narrative and you also have the financial spreadsheet in front of you. So if I may, if you have it in front of you, please stop me if you have a question.
Does everybody have it? Who has it available?
We're going to I've December got it up, now. But
we're in December now, that's right. So are we looking at these? I know you're looking at them both, Anita. Are we looking at the narrative again first?
Yes, we can. But I'm also going to point out on the spreadsheet the cell that I'm looking at.
Excellent. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
So if I may get started?
Yes, please. I'm sorry.
That's all right. The consolidated report is usually where I like to start. Net income year-to-date through December 31st, 2020, is $179,000 versus $289,000 net income year-to-date as of last December, showing an overall decrease in income of about $110,000. Total revenue year-to-date through December 2020 is $3 million versus $3.26 million year-to-date December 2019. It's a decrease of $303,000 or 9% in revenue. Expenses year-to-date through December 2020 are $2.8 million versus $3 million year-to-date December. And you see that if you look at in the spreadsheet, consolidated, line 24, year-to-date actual is $2,955,000. Of course, we're rounding up. And you look at the next column, Y, that's prior year-to-date. So we're comparing it to the 3.258 for a variance column of $302,000 in revenue. Any questions off of that? As I go
Sharon.
Further, okay.
I heard someone. Who was that?
Sharon.
Sharon, go ahead.
I not sure if this is a question, but I kind of wanted to answer Teresa's question about the KPFA Crafts Fair. KPFA had a crafts fair in December of 2019, and that is shown, you know, on the December financial. But we did not have one in December of 2020, and that's why it actually shows a loss or a variance, I guess you might call it a variance, in column Z of negative $25,000. So just to answer your question, Teresa, we didn't have one in December of 2020, but KPFA did have one in December of 2019, and that's where the $25,000 income came from.
Thank you. If I may?
Go ahead, please.
I think I lost my place. Sorry.
All right. We're looking at...
December, of course, total expenses.
Yeah,
repeating myself. But anyway, we'll move on down to the stations. I just wanted to draw you to some of what I see as an improvement. For KPFA, it shows income for the period of $158,000 compared to prior year income of $127,000. So again, if you can look at the spreadsheet, it's the tab, the line 36, that points that out. Again, they did have an increase in revenue of 1% and some changes in expenses. Actually, they moved up in expenses a little bit. Any questions off of KPFA? Hearing none, I'll move over into KPFK. PFK shows a loss for the period of $80,000 compared to a prior year-to-date gain of $78,000 due to a 17% decrease in income. And as I'm looking at that, I think there was also some variances on administrative expenses, higher in the year-to-date than from prior year-to-date in administrative expenses. And I believe I had isolated that. If I go further down the spreadsheet, if you will, where you see the detail. Sorry, I do not have it highlighted, but I am looking to see what calls that. And it is in professional fees legal, which is line 61. If you see that. And also general repairs and maintenance, line 72 under KPFK. Any questions off of that? Hearing none, I will go on. KPFT shows a loss for the period of $17,000 compared to a prior year to date gain of $13,000. It all seems to be in income, which is a 28% drop. And I'm looking at line 15, column W, and Y. And again, in net income loss, that's column row 33, if you will, and comparing it to the swing. The 17,000 is a roll-up. You're probably seeing 16,776. It's a negative. Prior year was 12,000 in the black. And I will point out one more, WBAI. If you're with me, that is row 31, shows a year-to-date actual of 93,626 as compared to prior year of 16,119 of a loss. So, again, a variance of 77,000 more in December of 2020 as opposed to prior year. They had a 17% drop in revenue. If you look at line 13, column W and Y. And the other comment that I wanted to add was WPFW does show a net gain of $37,000 for the period compared to prior year gain of $55,000. So a slight decline. And again, you can see that on row 31. And in their revenue, line 13, they're really very close, 4% from year-to-date actual, $450,000. Well, they're ahead as compared to prior year, $431,000. Expenses, they are greater in administration and in programming. Any questions as I'm looking at those variances?
We're talking about WPFW specifically right now?
What
line are you referring to? What line are you on?
I am. I pointed out line 13 and then line 22, total operating expenses, just because there's a variance of about $36,000. Do you see that?
So you're going from line 22C?
No, I started at line 31, net income. And to explain where why they're at, in other words, last year, the same period, they were $55,485 as compared to this year, year-to-date, of $37,000.
So you're comparing 31Y with 31
W.
Okay, thank you.
Again, some of the line items that stand out are variances is in a little bit in telephone and consultant TAMPS contractual. Where that year-to-date current is greater than prior year.
Chris, go to the stack.
Go ahead, Chris.
And also an office rent.
Anita, can you hold your place for a moment?
Actually, I was just going to bring that one up. I was just going to bring that one up. And I wondered if Nancy or somebody from PFW can explain that line.
Office Which line rent, is that?
It's line 65. Office rent is up about 35%. Can you explain that?
Nope. I can't explain why office rent is up. Consultants is up, and I'm wondering if that is due to the national engineer's salary that WPFW is paying.
James, can I get back on the stack for just a second? I think I noticed it. I think I figured it out.
Sure, go ahead.
It looks like the rent was doubled up in January and skipped in December. So it's probably just a timing of payment issue.
I agree with you, but I will ask or check just to confirm.
Anita?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I was waiting for another question. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you might want to resume, and if another question comes up, they can ask.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm really till the tail end of my report. for this station, I just was pointing out the differences on it, and also the revenue, that from my perspective, the revenue is greater this month as compared to prior year in comparison. So it's very close. So it's really just in expenses for WPFW.
Understood.
Yeah, that looks good.
Are there any other questions?
Well, I just had that one question about administrative cost consultants. For Anita, is that being applied towards WPFW Central Services yet?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Do you know who would do that?
Pardon me?
Do you know who would make that adjustment to give WPFW credit for paying the national engineer's salary by WPFW?
That would probably be Tamara that works with me.
So just we should send her an email?
Yes. Okay. I doubt that I would reach her right now, but I will tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll get back.
I think it's been since October of 2019, I'm sorry.
Yes. Thank you. I will get back with you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, is that the end of your report, Anita? Any final remarks?
No, so that's the end of my report.
Well, thank you very much for that.
I was going to ask.
Go ahead, Anita.
I'm sorry. We are working on January's month end, so hopefully we'll have it soon.
Thank you.
James, this is Chris Corey.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. I just wanted to point out that it looks like December actually came out reasonably well for Pacifica. I know that, you know, it's taking 1 month in isolation is generally not something that should be done because everything, things can change from month to month quite a bit, depending on fund drive days that fall in that period and success of those fund drive days. But our net in December was almost 304,000 this year, and that's up 16% from last December when it was 267. So there's some improvement on the bottom line in December. You could go through and dissect exactly why that happened, but I'm guessing it doesn't have actually all that much to do with revenue. It probably has to do with cost containment. Look at that carefully and check it out. But I'm cautiously optimistic that January will show something similar, and that we're, that operationally that we're improving a little bit, particularly in light of the actions that we're trying to take in managing some of the station's finances. So, thank you.
If I may comment also, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Anita.
I was just going to respond to that, that yes, I think the majority of it is in expenses because we were down $192,000. In December in expenses. And my reasoning for saying that we are working on January, I do feel that I agree with you, Chris, that yes, December was improvement. And I think before we settle on judgment, I think January is really the telling month, if you will. So we'll get it to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Anita, I have one more question, if I may.
I'll wait.
Thank you, Chris. I remember when we were talking about the revenue at KPFK toward the end of the month, maybe 3 weeks into the month, and you had commented that it was looking like KPFK would be under raising $125,000 off for December. And then towards the end of December, you said it actually might be worse than that. And I've mentioned that to a few people. So I wonder if you could just say for their benefit if they're listening, what was the actual, how did KPFK do in December?
In December for the month, they had $315,948 in revenue.
And comparing that to expenses?
Into expenses, $293,000 in expenses. So they had for the month a net gain of $22,599.
So why were we thinking, or what was the thinking that it might be as much as $125,000 under?
Again, their pledge must have gone a whole lot better than what we had anticipated.
I had heard that their pledge drives were doing better. Do you know? Have you looked closely at January enough yet to see if that's continuing?
No, okay. I have not, but I hope
we'll revisit that. Yeah.
No, I'm hoping that next week I'm able to look at those numbers, but I'm also hoping to be able to see some Allegiance numbers also.
Good.
James,
thank you, Peter.
James, Fred here.
Yes, Fred.
There was a major grant of almost $24,000 in December also at KPFK. That might have helped.
Ah, okay.
Say that again.
There was a major grant of $23,000 that month.
Yes. It's $23,395. We have it.
Okay, thank you, Fred. All right, anybody else?
Yes, James, Chris Corey.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick comment for the listeners. Everybody else on this committee is aware of this, but January is typically a very difficult month for Pacifica. I think it's safe for me to say that we probably lost money every January for the last 10 years. It's just a very low revenue month. And expenses just plod right along, just as they always do. So we typically lose money in January. So the optimistic outlook is that we lose less money in January than we did last year when we lost $300,000. So if we do better than that, I think we should give ourselves a little bit of a, not necessarily a pat on the back, but at least we can breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief. In that, you know, January has low expectations. I just want to set expectations low for January because it's typically pretty bad for Pacifica. Anyway, that was my only comment. Thank you.
And
Thank you, Chris.
May I add another comment?
Go ahead, sure. Go ahead.
I just wanted to add that, and again, this could be for the listener, whoever's listening, is that if we're tracking cash flow also, so when you can look at November's financials. The monthly income for November was about $103,000. So I can see why at that point, when we were comparing this out to December, why we would have thought that December could have been fairly close to that number, if you will.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nancy to the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I have one more question. It's probably pretty naive considering my non-accounting background, but is anywhere in the income is the PPP loan that we received reflected in this anywhere? The first PPP loan?
The first one was already done. It was part of 2020.
It's included in the numbers here on this?
No, because...
Oh, okay.
We could not do it until we received forgiveness for it.
Right.
So that will show up in January. Another reason to look at January.
So is it correct that the total revenue will then be changed for 2020 to reflect that PPP money?
Yes, we'll do the journal entry then.
I see. Okay.
Anita, that sparked another question for me, and I had meant to ask, and I forgot it. There was a question with the first draw of the PPP about how it could be accounted, and I think it was the entities were not allowed to use the PPP money. I think they had to use it as revenue, but they couldn't count. They couldn't account for it when they used it for expenses. They couldn't use it as expense money because it was the PPP money. That's what it was. So it was throwing off the balance between the revenue and the expenses. And I understand they fixed that for this second draw. Do you have any comment on how that went or what happened?
I mean, it is a 40-60 split. I think 40% of it can be used for rent or debt.
No, no, I didn't mean that. I meant in the way that the expenses were accounted. You weren't allowed to use PPP money and call it an expense because I guess it hadn't been considered. It wasn't normal revenue. Was there something about that?
Right. Under normal circumstances, you would show this money on the balance sheet, if you will.
Yes.
And you cannot show it on the income statement at all until it was forgiven. And the reason for it is because if had it not, then it would have become an expense.
Then it's okay.
So, I mean, it's a timing. And the reason that all of you don't get to see a balance sheet is the way that Great Plains software works. Until the fiscal year end is closed, we can't move forward in the system, if you will. So 2019 is still open. So that's why we don't have, from the system, individual balance sheets. We can create them if we were further along, if you will.
Is that also why when we hear discussion of open items, that it's just because it hasn't closed out yet and that open items don't mean that information is missing?
Correct. I mean, it's,
thank you.
It's there. It's being coded. We have it. Obviously, it's on a trial balance, if you will.
Yes, got it. I think I heard someone else there.
Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so I know that this creates a lot of confusion, but for now, that money is considered a loan, so it contributes to cash flow, but it actually doesn't contribute to revenue. However, as soon as that loan is forgiven, it should probably be properly accounted for as revenue to the individual stations that received it. That's going to be something of an accounting challenge to NEDA to do that. But
yes,
when that happens, it'll flow through on the profit and loss statement because it'll be essentially grant money at that point in time. And then the statements will look, I would say, just to put it unkindly, considerably different.
Correct.
Quite a bit better would be another way of putting it.
Yes.
And just to follow up on that, Anita, was there some difference in the way that's handled in draw two as opposed to draw one?
The only difference was the distribution. I mean, the CEO is able to save if they want an installment or all at once. So in a conversation, we decided we wanted it all at once.
We did take it all at once. That's why we got the whole thing today. Hooray.
Correct.
Great. Anybody else? Hearing none, we can go to a quick report from the two stations that are still working out their budgets. And Anita, actually, if you don't mind staying on with us for a moment, I'd like to ask you to comment on how it's coming with the national office. I know you're preparing to come up with create the national office budget. So maybe you could do that first, and then maybe you can go home.
Be happy to.
Or you are home.
And again, I don't mind staying till the end.
Okay.
We do have a budget for the national office. My understanding is we need to make some changes, add a salary line item for the CEO possibly, and other changes. I think the other was to look at the insurance coverage to make sure we had enough in there, and legal. But
yes.
Other than that, we have a finished product of my plan is to send it to you next week.
Yeah, and that's why we had discussed whether we would do the national office or KPFA next time, and we'll do the national office hopefully you'll be ready with that, right?
I will be ready.
Wonderful. Thank you. Anybody else?
Chris Corey to the stack.
Go ahead, Chris.
I'd like to move to extend for 15 minutes. I don't think we're going to have time for this. We're getting very close to the end of the meeting.
Okay. Any objection? Hearing none, we're extended for 15 minutes. Thank you, Chris. Shall we go to the reports from KPFT on how you're coming with your new general manager and possibly putting together a budget? I've had some conversations about that, but does anybody have any other report?
This is Teresa. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Teresa. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I have spoken briefly with our general manager, and I have sent him an email, and I have asked that he talk with Director Lyndon Foley. I have sent him a copy of the budget that we were given on September 22nd. And I guess I'll ask Anita. Anita, have you seen anything from our business manager from last year, which was supposedly our KPFT budget? Were you ever sent anything?
I don't recall.
Okay. Well, I'll send it to you again.
Okay. Thank you.
I am not the chair of our finance committee, and when we Adriana Casanave is the chair, and so when we have had those meetings to discuss the budget, some of the concerns that came up were that we had asked that certain expenses be reviewed and negotiated down because of we thought they were too high or thought because of COVID they might be renegotiated with people. Also, we were concerned with the budget that there was nothing in there to address repairs to the building. And I'm sure you've all heard about problems with our building, but there was nothing in this budget about repairs. So I have asked our general manager to get with our business manager, and I will speak with him again to see if we can have a meeting to work out a budget. He's only been on the job since the 15th, so he hasn't been here a full month. And I have been told that he is working really, really hard. some of the things that he's working on, I think that it's a pity we just don't have staff for him to delegate some of it. But the budget has to be a high priority because I want it to be realistic. So that's where we're at. And I will try to get the budget to you as quickly as we can, as quickly as we can have a meeting of our finance committee and work it out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Anyone else? Wayne?
Yes. Thank you.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, first off, let me point out that that's nothing new. That's just been said. Been repeated for some time now.
I can't hear him.
It's almost all.
Dwayne, hold on. Dwayne, you're we can't hear you very well.
Okay, can you hear me any better now?
Yes, much better.
Okay. All right, great. I said that was really nothing new. What the previous speaker spoke to is we've heard that several times, but I would point out that it's been my position that of the last seven GM managers we've had, I've taken a position of allowing them to do their job and not, as some have, been in their ear almost continuously for these past 2 weeks. But I do know, I did speak with the station's business manager, and I'll be a bit redundant with these comments, that a budget was submitted. The member who just spoke misspoke with respect to the budget has never been discussed in the Pacifica, in the local finance committee. There are too many other things that some people want to talk about other than the budget for the last 4 or 5 months that's been on the table. I reiterate that the business manager indicated that a budget had been submitted. It was available to the local Finance Committee as well as the local station board. Local station board chose to do other things with this time. Moreover, I know that the IED knows that a budget was prepared and submitted. And it's not the protocol, as the treasurer should know of the station, but maybe don't know. It's not the protocol to send it to NETA. The protocol is to send it to the local station board and the finance committee of the local station board. And that was done some months ago, but not acted upon. And as it relates to specific items and issues that were requested to be included in the budget, I think the business manager and the former IGM and the current GM would reiterate the fact that you can't add something to nothing. And the fact that our budget is bare, no, it's just a skeleton, basically. And then, of course, the member just admitted something I couldn't get her and other supermajority members of the local station board to admit during the tenure of the previous IGM, which is that the staff is down to bare bones. But now, all of a sudden, he doesn't have enough personnel to get things done that were being forced to be done by the previous administration. Quite a change, which I expected. Change of attitude, change of approach, change of observation. But I repeat that there's about nothing that they can do that would be the LSB. This manager's had access for 2 weeks of this budget. They've been sitting on the LSB's desk for the last 4 months. And so nothing's changed, and nothing's likely going to change in the budget, because you can't add repairs to a budget when you don't have the money in your previous budget and don't have the projections to increase the money that you're receiving. So that's just a non-starter, but it sounds good. But we do have a budget. I don't think there'll be much changes in that budget. It could have been viewed by this body. And I would ask you, when you do get it, you look at what has been on the table for the last 4 or 5 months and look at what you subsequently get, and you'll see that there's a minutia of a difference.
Thank you, Duane. Is that it?
For now.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Fred here.
Go ahead, Fred.
The KPFK budget has basically been sitting idle for.
I'm sorry, Fred. I was asking anyone else from KPFT, but no one spoke. Oh. So now we'll move to KPFK. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Okay.
No worry.
Okay, the KPFK budget. The local finance committee at KPFK asked the LSB to reject the budget in November, which the LSB did, and basically there's been no motion on that budget since then. It's just been sitting. Management has had other things to do and hasn't made any changes or corrections to the budget since then. And that's about where it's. I can't tell you much else because that's about where it's at.
Fred, this may be asking you too much, but is there any indication that there's something? I had heard that there was something available from the Finance Committee. It just hadn't been approved. Is there a chance that even if nothing comes from KPFK, that we could get whatever is available and then go from there and try to create a budget?
I think so. We have a detailed analysis and criticism of the management budget from Kim Kaufman, which we could fold into the existing budget. The problem is getting a schedule of fund drives from management to project fund drive income. That is never, we've never really been given that. And that's one of the sticking, that was a major sticking point.
I assume that you would have something we could work with, and that's good to hear confirmed. So that's good. Did I hear someone? It's maybe background noise. Anyone else? Hearing none. We have a couple of minutes left, a few minutes left. Let's go to number 8. The unfinished business of the motion for a moratorium on central services from KPFT. Duane, that was your motion. Would you like to motivate it? or would you like to, you know, give us an update?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I would ask that we expedite to not have any debate and go directly to vote. I would say that my intention is to ask that the body would, if I could have unanimous consent, to remove the item from the agenda.
I certainly appreciate that, Dwayne, and I'm sorry we didn't get to it sooner. And I will just say I know that the executive director asked us not to do that, but it was already on our budget, on our agenda, so we had to keep it there as unfinished business. And I appreciate you offering that. Is there any other discussion on that? Is there any objection to Dwayne's motion? Arpal, do you have it?
It's a motion to remove the item from the agenda.
Will you name the item, or you just give it a number? How will you do that in the minutes?
Well, let me say right now, WordPerfect has crashed several minutes ago, so I'm hoping I get a lot of it. But I have this in plain text. So if I lean closely to the screen, I can see that, yeah, I can just... I can fit it in a minute. No problem.
Very good. Thank you, Arpal. Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you, Arpal. Is there any new business?
Wait. Was there any objection?
Oops, sorry. Oh, yeah. Okay. There was no... Was there any objection? Thought we did that. Hearing none, that's done. Thank you all, Dwayne, especially, and Arpal. So now we can go to new business. Does anybody have new business?
I call for the orders of the day.
Fair enough. I think that is there any objection? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you all. Thank you, Anita.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, everyone.